The word souvenir comes from a Latin word that means to come to mind. Souvenirs are usually small items or trinkets that remind people of an experience. But souvenirs have become a major business as well, and at the 2010 Winter Games, souvenirs require almost as much strategy and patience as winning a medal. Outside of the Hudson's Bay Company store in downtown Vancouver, a line of people stretches down the block. In a huge double-pane window stands a phalanx of mannequins wearing official Canada shirts and exercise pants, hoodies, scarves, hats, and mittens. Store employee Brian McClellan snaps the arm off one faceless figure and rearranges its black T-shirt. At the head of the line outside, an employee wearing a Vancouver 2010 fleece jacket greets visitors, making sure to thank them for their patience. Just a few meters from the door is Riley Hunter, who says he has no idea what he wants to buy, and the line is moving fast.
Oh, only like 10 minutes? Oh, yeah. Oh, just official Canada stuff. I had no idea. Just spend a bunch of money, I guess.
Hunter is closer to the truth than joking. Some of the hottest items offered at the Hudson's Bay Company store include a $44 long-sleeve T-shirt, a $50 men's hooded fleece, and the top-priced item, a $400 authentic Team Canada Vancouver 2010 hockey jersey. A little farther down the line on Seymour Street, Erica Harrison from Calgary, Alberta, stands in line behind a baby carriage. A bubbly, smiling woman in her early 20s, Harrison says that she's so excited that the Olympics are in Canada, she just wants to own a piece of it.
There's a snazzy jacket, and I'm going to get a pair of mitts for my brother.
You betcha!
I'm excited. It's great.
The mitts she refers to are special commemorative red mittens worn by the Canadian national team in the opening ceremonies February 12th. The mittens have a white maple leaf in the palm in a reverse color scheme from the Canadian national flag. On Granville Street, outside the Royal Canadian Mint Pavilion, is Stephanie Tarasoff, who wears a pair of the mittens. Her mother, Kathy, also has the mittens, and Stephanie says she got them before the games began in Victoria, British Columbia.
It's nice to have, like, everybody wearing the same mittens, because then you kind of got this whole... It's just really neat. It's unity. Canadian unity. At Christmas time, it was hard to get them, but not now. Well, maybe now, but not when I got them.
A little farther down Granville Street is the Granville Sports Corner Shop, a small, dimly lighted shop with every centimeter from floor to ceiling crammed with commemorative team gear. Not just Canada, but also Switzerland, Germany, the Czech Republic, the United States, and Finland. Manager Mike Jackson says the Olympics are really good for business.
Actually, all the countries are going very well. We're running out. Finland, USA have sold out three times. Russia's really going. Latvia's sold out. Swiss, I'm almost sold out. The Czech, I'm almost out. I'm almost out of Sweden. And most of that stuff we can't reorder.
Jackson says in the first few days of the Olympics, his business has sold almost three times the merchandise as at Christmas. Business has been so good, Jackson says, he wishes the Olympics would come to Vancouver about every 8 years. And team gear is not the only souvenir available in Vancouver. There are also the official Olympic mascots, including a Sasquatch or Yeti called Quatchy, and three other figures that combine Aboriginal mythological figurines. There are also hats, scarves, magnets, mouse pads for computers, blankets, bookmarks, coffee cups, pens, and replicas of the Inukshuk stone statue that adorns the official Olympic logo. And fans will buy them to remember their Olympic experience. And with the gift, novelty, and souvenir industry generating billions of dollars in revenue each year, marketing Olympic memories gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, "Go for the gold." In Vancouver, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.